You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. U.S. cases rise on Election Day, U.K. contact tracing app fails to notify thousands of potentially infectious people, and COVID-19 screening brings facial recognition into schools. Here's what you should know. As Americans headed to the polls on Tuesday, the country reported a staggering 91,530 new coronavirus cases. The U.S.'s five highest daily case counts have all been recorded in the last week, and cases are rising in at least 36 states. Six of those reported their highest daily case count yet on Election Day, including the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Ohio. A code error in the UK's NHS contact tracing app means that thousands of people were unaware they may have been exposed to the virus and were supposed to quarantine. The app was mistakenly programmed to say that users had to be next to an infectious person for five times as long as is considered risky. Cases are currently on the rise in the UK, where another lockdown is set to begin tomorrow. And dozens of school districts across the U.S. have purchased thermal cameras to screen students' temperatures and detect whether they're wearing masks. For some, the facial recognition tech is an added bonus, as it could be useful even after the pandemic for things like taking attendance. But others are concerned about the implications of introducing facial recognition in schools. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want the latest and greatest in the world of audio, but don't want to toggle between multiple apps? Audible has everything you need all in one place. Whatever your day holds, we're right there with you. Listen to On the Clock with Chris Long while you're getting ready in the morning. Or challenge yourself and the way you think about sports by listening to Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann on your next run. With audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals, Audible has choices for whatever you're looking for, wherever you are. The new Audible is your playlist for life. Try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com.